As the Eagles once told us, it's gonna be a funky new year. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really
welcome to the Fat Man Chronicles, a podcast where an everyday couple joins you on the journey to health, fitness, and weight loss, and a better life. My name is Pete, and I'm the author of a blog called The Fat Man Chronicles. Sitting across from me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we're recording on Christmas night.
Yay! Merry Christmas.
So we recorded on our anniversary.
We did.
And now Christmas night. So do we need special occasions to record now? Because it's been 2 weeks.
Has it really been 2 weeks since we recorded?
The 12th.
Was that?
That was last time.
That was the special episode we did?
Yeah. That's when we recorded it. I mean, it got released later.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh.
Wow, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So how you feeling tonight? Doing all right?
Good. A little tired. Not going to lie. It's been a long couple days. We have a lot of family. We've been
trucking around
to see everybody and stuff. And Michaela's kind of fighting a cold, so makes for sleepless nights there as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's a good thing I poured us a glass of wine.
Yes.
And, you know, why don't you tell everybody what's in that bottle?
So we are drinking Bastide Miraflores. It's a Grenache. Syrah. Hold on. I'm sorry. I had to get the bottle. It's Syrah and something Grenache. It's Côte de Roussillon. It's from France.
It is.
So 2015.
And this one is, I've never been involved with a wine that sold as many bottles as this exact bottle of wine. Well, not this one we're drinking, but
they can't.
Know what I mean? Yeah. They can't all buy this bottle.
No.
But the, there was a review done on this one and, it said that this guy, Jeb Dunnick, gave it 94 points and compared it to about a $200 wine, a cult wine called Senequinon.
Okay.
And this is like under 15 bucks.
No, yes, it's very good. It's
so
very good
it's
wine.
Not anything like a $200 bottle of wine.
No.
But I think his point is that it's really, really good, and it is really, really good.
It is very good. Very good.
But I've never been involved with one that sold that many bottles of a single wine in that vintage. So it's pretty cool to have that happen. And we had it last night too.
Some prime rib. It was very good last night too.
Yeah. So. I mean, that dinner last night was good.
Yeah. We've been talking about, you know, the famous Finito dinner Christmas Eve where we have the multiple courses and what we were going to do and stuff like that. And this year it wasn't the Feast of Seven Pastas, so that was, you know, a positive in our favor. And my brother made a keto, you know, and
NSG.
He didn't mean to, but he made an no sugar, no grain soup for us that I think was probably the best course of the whole night. It was a lobster bisque, had no flour in the roux, had no sugar, just the sweetness from the lobster made it sweet. So
yeah, it was fantastic.
That was
really, really a good dish. And we were short a couple of people.
Yeah, so we cut out the lasagna, which would have been, that would have been hard because my aunt makes a really good lasagna. So that would have been hard for me to pass up.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I kind of decided, okay, I'm going to just kind of let loose a little bit for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I did.
You did.
And I remember now why I don't do that.
your mom brought, because your parents came to my dad's, which was very nice of them. And your mom brought your favorite.
Yeah, Pizzelle.
So how do you, I mean, it's kind of your mom's fault that you kind of fell off the wagon a little bit.
Well, I had planned on it though.
You were.
I mean, that's the one thing I can say. Like everything that I did was intentional.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to do it. And I knew I was going to do it for a day and a half.
Yep.
And then go right back to what I wanted to do day to day.
And we've proven that we can do that with no issues.
Yeah. I'll balloon a little bit and then come right back down. I mean, what's really funny is it's the swelling.
Like yeah, I just feel bloated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling okay. You know, I had my dad made that dessert. We really need to get the name of that dessert.
I have no
because
idea what it was.
It's some Italian dessert. It's very cake-like, but it's like a, it kind of looks like a muffin and it's like a cake, but it's not a cake. And you like dip it in this limoncello water syrup that he makes that he reduces down. And it just like, I mean, it was just delicious. It was very light. Like it looks like it's going to be heavy, but it was very light. So that was that and then the risotto. Those were my two, but we didn't have any of the bread that was with the antipasto platter. So
No. I mean, the what we chose, I think, is things that we wanted.
Right, exactly.
And so we made those decisions before we even got there.
Exactly.
And I think that was one of the keys for me. I kind of talked about that before on when we talked about like, how do you handle people asking questions?
Right.
Although your dad grilled me for about 20 minutes.
Because it's just so... I mean, he grew up, I mean, he eats pasta every day, probably.
He said, what exactly? I'm like, oh, about 60%, maybe sometimes more of our diet is from fats. He's like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, he just has, like, it's just.
He's like, you're going to have a heart attack.
He just has such a hard time grasping it. And it's like, well, Dad, you know, it's like I haven't had blood work yet, but your stuff all came back, you know.
It's coming back better. And I said, I've read all the science behind it. And he said, yes, so have I. And I'm like, well, I'm not sure you've read the science behind this or you understand kind of where we were coming from. And
but he desperately wanted to understand it. It was just very hard for him to just grasp it.
No, he said we were nuts.
Well, because I think it's
he's not the only one though.
Yeah. I just think that it's so hard for him to comprehend not having the types of food that we're having.
Well, what I told him is, he said, I mean, and the exact quote was, that's no way to live life.
Exactly.
So, what I said to him is, look, Bill, if I was able to stay trim like you eat all that bread and all that pasta, I would do it tomorrow. Like
yeah.
It's for me, this is different than a health decision in terms of the insides, because that if it was bad, then I might change it, right? But if I had perfect blood work and I stayed, you know, trim and I was able to be in shape, I would eat the pasta. It's not that I don't want to eat the pasta.
Right.
I want desperately to eat the pasta.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, what if you go to like Volare, you know, or something like a really nice Italian restaurant? He's like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'll have like the chicken. He's like, it's chicken.
Yeah. My dad doesn't order chicken out. He doesn't. And I'm kind of like,
you're kind of like
I'm
that.
Like that too. I don't like ordering chicken out,
chicken?
But the brick chicken at Viaggio is totally different.
Yeah.
I agree. But I'm also that way. It's like, you know, it's like I hate ordering chicken when I'm out because it's chicken.
Right.
So yeah, it's very hard for him to comprehend. So I found it humorous at times because, well, he wasn't grilling me about it. So
yeah, which kind of irked me. I mean, grill you about it. You're the one with all the answers, but see, there it is though, right? Like nobody confronts you about it. They talk to me and I admittedly get defensive, right? When somebody, because I didn't feel like he was just asking questions and he wasn't. I mean, he was judging. He fully admitted he was judging. And so I got a little defensive probably at times. I mean, but I tried to keep it like, hey, you know, this is the way that we're living and it's working. I'm down about 35 pounds and you're down
27
pounds. So it's working.
I had a big couple of weeks as far as my,
you did.
My weight loss these last couple of weeks while we've been gone.
You did. And it shows. I mean, I think your clothes are fitting differently and all that kind of good stuff. So, it was a very interesting little time. And I don't know, I feel like maybe because we're around like my mom and dad more often, like I feel like they've kind of just come to grips with it a lot faster.
Right. And my dad, you know, obviously I've seen him a few times and he's seen me eat where I haven't had the grains and stuff, but I don't think it's fully comprehended to him. So.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see them. We just don't see them as often.
Well, and talking about it working. So I've been asked a couple of times by people, you know, is it working? Like, so is changing to this NSNG banting, and we're not really keto, we're more fat adapted.
Yeah.
Does it work, you know, is it working? And the answer is in general, yes. And what we'll do soon, one of our episodes in January, we'll deep dive into kind of what's working, what's not, where the hangups are, kind of how we go about making the decisions of what is actually working. But, you know, for us, it was more of a weight loss issue right. at the beginning. And I still count this as the beginning.
Yeah.
And we've gone and had, I mean, we've talked about it a million times already on right. here, right? When we have gone off and it kind of sounds like we go off track often, but that's really not true. It's really not all that often.
No. It's just December is a hard, it's, we have our anniversary in the holidays. I mean, yeah. that's why it seems like it's more often than it's not.
Right. And for most of that, I made conscious decisions. I didn't for the anniversary. No. I just ended up doing whatever, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's done and we move forward. But for the most part, it is working. So yeah. in general, and the weight has come off and it's staying off.
Right.
And it's so easy when we eat like we have today, like where we did have some carbohydrates.
Right. I had an English muffin and it was a damn good English muffin.
it does taste better, that those first bites. And it's so funny because you'll listen to, you know, Vinny Tortorich or somebody, you know, and I'll be like, you know, it doesn't even really, it doesn't taste that good. It doesn't taste as good. I remember Vinny, either
you're
a liar
bad stuff.
Or you're just a better person than I, because...
Because that first bite of butter, I mean, your mom also like slathered the English muffins with butter. I mean,
which
there
is
was,
fine on
which
what
is
we
great,
do.
Which is great.
Maybe that counteracts the flour.
It was delicious, delicious.
For sure.
English muffin.
So yeah, but we'll deep dive into that soon. But I'm sure people after a week off of hearing a podcast are wondering about your views from the couch.
So... The views from the couch, I don't have any notes this time because a lot of, with the holidays leading up, a lot of my shows weren't like, they weren't recording or I caught up on stuff so fast that I really didn't have that much. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills started up this past week. So that's, that one is now back, which is exciting because they're always good for, they're extremely wealthy women. And so it's fun to wish you were like them.
So I was scrolling through news feed.
Yeah.
And I saw a Real Housewife
yes,
got arrested.
New York. Yes. The Countess. She's actually a count. She was a Countess. She was married to a Count. Then they divorced and then she got remarried and she was like married for like a hot second. So, but she lost her Countess title when she got remarried, even though she's divorced now. So yeah, so she got arrested this past week for drunken disorderly conduct and like
at a reunion
threatening,
show.
No, I wish threatening. But hopefully, maybe they were taping. That'd be cool. Threatening the cop, telling the police officer that she was going to kill him. So it's just
I'm a little worried that you say I hope they were recording when they arrested her as
because
she
that's good TV.
Was belligerent towards a cop. That's
good
awesome.
TV. But like the you know the judge like released her and be like you need a lawyer because. These three of these counts are felonies. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that was pretty intense. And then you were watching because we were, you know, you worked from home and I was sitting upstairs with you a couple of times. And so you watched a couple of my reality
in
shows
in the background.
Yes.
Yeah.
While we were working. And so you watched the Little Women, I think it was Atlanta. You were watching that.
Well, they had a southern. The one had a southern drawl, so I'm assuming that was Atlanta.
That was in Atlanta, The Little Women, Atlanta, and you were fascinated by that show, and kind of probably disturbed a little bit too.
I was fascinated that it was on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot believe that passes for legitimate TV.
Yeah.
No, that's no offense to anybody watching it.
No.
I know that I haven't gotten you really into listening to Endurance for Everyone yet.
No, I haven't.
I know that we need to get you listening to
I
John
listen,
and Rob.
Yeah.
Right. But John kinda ripped you.
About
the reality TV stuff. John kinda ripped you.
What did he say?
That it's stupid.
Oh well, see he's
and
just,
I, it doesn't he you know, just doesn't and basically
get it.
Said no offense, Gretchen, but that's really dumb.
I can't help it. I need like mindless TV on the background.
And that's
if
that's what you're gonna watch for mindless TV, I'm watching like The Prophet.
But I feel like that you kind of have to pay attention to. Like reality TV show, you just don't pay attention to it. It's just there.
Yeah.
If you miss something like oh, well, they'll recap it next week. It's not a big deal.
I guess that's true. I mean, if you're not, but you're absorbing it somehow.
I'm absorbing it a little bit. Yeah. But it's not
well enough to talk about segments.
I do. But it's so funny because like Linda and I, like, you know, she'll be like, oh, do you remember this one part of the show? And I'd be like, no, I don't remember. And she'll have to recap. She's like, did you not watch it? I'm like, I totally watched it, but it was not in the background. So it's like, I only catch like half of it.
Well, that's not really watching it.
Right.
That's just distraction.
Yeah, it is. And that's exactly what it is. Fully admit it.
So there's a rumor going around also about you.
Uh-oh.
That after you've made these commitments to exercise, that you purposefully threw yourself down a flight of stairs in order to be injured, to have an excuse to not exercise.
I did not throw myself down the stairs. I fell down the stairs and I did not do it to get out of any sort of exercise because I am better now. There was a couple days that was a little scary that I thought I re-injured my arm, but things are better, except right now it's kind of hurting me, so maybe it is.
Because I said the word exercise.
You said the word exercise, it has an adverse reaction to my body. It's also probably just tired from carrying Michaela around because she's been very clingy. So yes, but I am okay. And I didn't injure my lower half. It was just my arm and my neck area. So,
but it's a kinetic chain, so everything is connected.
Yes, it is. So, but no, that is not why. Oh. I did not throw myself down the stairs. Stop telling people that. Like your mother, like was like, wait, what?
No, you just hit a stair wrong.
I just hit it in my foot.
And I said that this can happen. And I remember when it happened to me. And you're like, how can that happen?
I know it's happened to you. It happened to Lily. It happened to Daniel. Well, Daniel, I just figured he was like skip because he jumps down the stairs. Like he doesn't go all down the stairs. So I was just like, oh, he just.
It's true.
And then it happened to me. And luckily, I was not carrying the baby. So
thank goodness.
That was good news.
Oh, she's not really a baby anymore. She's nearly three.
I know. She'll always be the baby, though.
So she is a baby. All right. Well, let me jump in and tell you a little bit about what's going on. Weight loss wise, I mean, I'm just even. I'm even Steven, just doing well with maintaining. After I lost all that anniversary meal weight back. Running has been good overall. I had one bad run and then it was followed by a really good run. Which
in the snow.
This was a different run, and then I had my snow run yesterday, Christmas Eve snow run on untouched snow. And I've never done that before because I'm a giant wuss and wasn't really ever considered myself a real runner. So why would I go out in the snow? That just was
crazy
for psychos.
Yeah.
Right. But I decided to do it and I'm so glad that I did. Although a waterproof shoe would have been.
I think if you just put bags around your feet, bags around your feet, you'll be perfectly fine.
I'm not putting jewel bags.
Jewel bags around, bags.
So not everybody that listens has a jewel.
It's a grocery store. But grocery bags around your feet, it'll work.
Not the paper ones.
No, it's got to be plastic because paper, you're just talking crazy.
Yeah, or you're nuts if you do that. But
no, I think you're fine.
That run was my favorite run I've ever done. So I felt great. I went out to do 3 miles. I felt so good that I just made the out a little bit further so that when I came back, I ended up doing 4 miles. I was doing them really easy because I was trying to make sure I had the right footing. And I was in a rhythm for miles 1 through 3 where I got progressively slightly faster.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think at that mile 3, I really had hit my stride and I could have kept going. Like I could have done a half marathon yesterday. I would have been sore today.
Right.
But I could have done it yesterday. I felt that good. And the fourth mile, I really sped up as much as I could in snow and did a much faster mile, negative splits and all that good stuff. But there was just something about running in the snow, this peacefulness that kind of comes over it. The beauty of the landscape, it's untouched anywhere really, except a little bit on the roads that I was near, but all on the sidewalk and in the fields, everything was untouched. And that was just really cool. The Gomers actually talked about this not too long. Maybe it was the last episode. It's hard to keep track. But they talked about, Anthony talked about how it is so just like the sound is taken out of the world, you know, it's like it, it dampens, you know, and it's just wonderful. It was a great experience. So I really, really enjoyed that. The snow run was kind of the best thing that I had going on. Just the snow
run. Just not spending time with your family no. and the kids being here. No? Okay.
No, 100%.
Good to know.
Running
good
through
to know.
By myself.
By yourself. By
running
yourself.
Through the
yes.
snow.
Yes. What yeah. about we went to see Star Wars? That wasn't.
Oh, that was great.
Was that up there too, or
it was up there? But I wasn't alone. There was all those strangers
after the snow run, but before the family, maybe. Like
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that was a lot of family time.
It's a lot.
No, it was great to be with family, and I wrote a post on my personal Facebook page today because last Christmas was so much different.
Yes,
right.
It was.
My mom had just been diagnosed a couple of weeks before, basically with breast cancer. I mean, I don't know, I'm sure she was fully diagnosed, but we all knew what was
going
on.
And they also like missed it. I mean, they kind of had her like at death's door. Like it was like
well,
the worst case.
Well, much further on.
Yeah, they thought
stage,
she was.
Yeah.
yeah,
we thought it was going to be some like, radical stuff.
And, yeah, we thought it was like, oh, this could be like her last one and all that. So,
well, I hope I wasn't really thinking that, but
it was out there.
There was. It was very serious and still is very serious,
yes.
right?
Yeah, she's got, she's in, you know, she's cleared now, but, you know, she's got 5 years of testing.
Yeah, I mean, you fast forward a year and she's done with her treatments and, yep. and healthy and everybody was together. And, you know, it was just, to me, a much different mood permeating the holiday because it was a lot easier to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. And other than that, Christmas is great. I mean, the kids, I think, were happy.
Yeah,
and
everyone seemed to enjoy their gifts. So
I called her my mom, but I'm going to get to learn who my real parents are now because you got me an ancestry kit.
I did.
My mom was there, and I'm pretty sure about my dad. I look too much like him. So, but yeah, we're gonna do some ancestry, and then you got a new.
I got the church for my my village, so I'm very excited for
your
that.
Your winter village,
my
Christmas
winter
village.
Christmas village.
And the kids got some cool stuff, including Daniel getting a running watch.
That's better than yours.
That's better than mine. He's got a better Garmin than mine. And he put it on. He wears his watch on his right arm also,
like me.
Like you.
Like me. I know. I noticed that the other
day. And you guys are both right.
Day.
We should say we're right-handed.
We are.
So that watch will have him doing like a bazillion steps. Because every time he moves to right or whatever, oh, it'll count a step.
Oh, maybe I should get one of those.
Yeah. Well, I actually thought about it.
No, I like my watch. I'm not gonna get a different watch for me.
What about the new Movados?
The new Movado is I saw that
has
they
a
had
smart.
Yeah, they had
smart
a smart watch.
Watch.
I did see that. No,
would that
just,
be acceptable?
We just paid $200 to fix my
$200 to fix that old watch.
It's worth a significant a lot more than that.
It so, is?
Yes, it is.
Could we have just sold it?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, why don't we skip on over to talking about our goals?
Yes.
Because we are in,
our week
I mean,
away.
This will come out right before New Year's, basically.
Yes.
And so we need to kind of understand where we're at with our goals. So first question is, any new goals? Did any new ones come up for you?
No. No.
Have you thought about the goals since we recorded?
I have. I was like, oh, I really need to get up.
And just for the record, I wrote them down.
I'm sure you did.
So I've got a list of them here. Do you need a...
No, I don't need
do you need
to
recap.
No.
We don't need a recap?
Oh. I know my goals.
I was really looking forward to recapping
you
this.
Can recap it. Go for it.
No, that's okay. So looking through... there was some good goals in here, actually.
Yes, there is.
And I'm really looking forward to several of them. And
I'm looking forward to the no electronic night.
That's one of my favorite ones on here. That and the epic hike.
Yeah.
Are like two of my favorite ones. And they're
and
together.
You sent me a link for the hikes to start looking at hikes. So,
I did. Because I want you to be comfortable with the challenge of what we're going to take on, because I would put us in the Grand Canyon and that's not going to happen right now.
Happen.
Eventually I get back there as told before.
Yep.
So yeah, for sure. And goals were a huge topic, have been a huge topic. And I want to thank Sarah with Sub 30, who made us the podcast of the week.
Oh, yes.
Couple of weeks ago. And it was our why episode.
Okay.
And it drove a ton of really good discussion about people's whys.
Yeah.
Also that in the end, a lot of people did struggle with understanding how an external goal that never gets internalized can become reality. Like, and they did struggle with that. However, we did discover that the way that I put it and the way that I approached it with you, I was a jerk.
Is that shocking?
No, I knew that. 100% knew that. But it was funny because at the beginning of the discussion, it was kind of like, okay, especially women, right? We're like, you know, like, dude, I'm going to have to call you out here. And yeah. that not cool, not. And I think a little bit of misunderstanding, and that's okay. And then Kevin said, he's like, as I'm listening, I'm thinking, this isn't going to end well for you. And hashtag couch. But in the end, I think the part that was interesting to me is that a lot of them actually did agree with my take on it. And it didn't surprise me, right? Because I'm in a running group with a bunch of type, you know, a lot of type A people probably.
Okay.
People much more like of my mindset of goals and getting to them and internalizing it and using external stuff more as motivation, but not the why. Mm. But we all agree that it can be, the why can be external.
Oh, thanks.
I think that over time you'll discover that you have to internalize something, but maybe you never will. Who knows? The other part that I found really interesting is reading everybody else's why.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting to know what's driving people.
Yeah.
And really getting down into what their goals are and how all that is going to work.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
That's cool.
I mean, there was a lot of discussion and I'm like reading it and then somebody would say something and I'd be like, oh yeah, I know. It's okay. My wife's good. We're good.
We're fine.
We were good 5 seconds after the podcast.
We're all good.
But we also heard from several fans. That's really weird
to
say.
It's weird, yeah.
And people in Sub 30 that have listened, maybe not to all our episodes, but more than one.
I don't blame
that them. This was the why was their favorite episode because it was so raw and real of a couple discussing something that's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
And we could have edited that or not released it.
No.
But
silly.
That's not what we set out to do.
Mm-mm.
At all. All right. So no new goals.
No, I don't think so.
Are you ready? Are you ready to tackle it?
Yeah.
All of them?
Sure. I'm ready. I don't, I'm making good podcasts, right? It's like, oh.
It's great. One word. One word. I think we might've found the next segment. All right.
I know. So, I'm ready. I think I am. I mean, am I looking forward to it? Yeah, I kind of am, you know, it's...
That was super convincing.
I know, right?
Give me another bottle of wine and maybe I'll be looking forward to it. So have you thought about the plan? Like, because this is where I think I started to not understand the external thing. And I finally figured it out. If you have a goal and you want to accomplish it and you've got the why is external... Where does the plan come from? And I think that's the part that I was having trouble with. Because to me, if it's external, you may just wing it versus making a plan to accomplish it.
When have I ever made a plan, though, when it comes to this kind of thing?
Well, maybe that's part of the problem.
But I've always accomplished the one time I did do, you know, like a running type goal, right? I got pregnant both times. So I had to stop my goal, right? But I've never made...
We're not going to use that excuse this time.
Well, we're not getting pregnant, that's for sure. But I mean, I've never had this type of goal before. But when we did, you know, we've had a couple of like step goals, right? Like you know, oh, you have to, we, with the, your brother and Sarah, we mm-hmm. did, you know, like, oh, you have to do this this month and stuff like that. And, you know, you had a plan, you had a spreadsheet, you're like, and I had a spreadsheet too, to kind of track to see how many I had to do each day and stuff like that. But I didn't have like, I must, you know, it was not a written out plan by any means. So,
so are you, for the 5K, are you thinking about doing any plan, like a couch to 5K plan or anything?
I should, I wonder if I could like, you know, like brand it or something like that, you know, couch to
5K. Views from the couch to 5K?
Couch to 5K and what is it, 10 months? I got 10 months, don't I?
I guess it is a long time before that one.
Yeah, it's a long time for me to get there. So, I mean, my plan is to just start slowly so that I don't hurt myself and, you know, just build my endurance up and, you know, start my run walk thing again and mostly walk at first. But I have thrown in the run every once, you know, a minute of running, which is, you know, 30 seconds of running or something like that. And I mean, that's my plan. So there you go. But broken out by month and stuff? No, I think part of it is because I have such a long path to when I actually have to be running. Like I can listen to my body because I don't know how my body's going to react. Well, it could be like in 3 months, like, hey, you've been a runner all this time. You never knew it.
I would love that, though.
I mean, you never know. So like, yeah. I don't know how my body's going to react. So I'm just going to I'm not going to push it. I'm just going to let it tell me what I need to do.
Okay. That's the 5K. Okay. So I've got a couple of things in there. First, is the Fitbit charged?
No.
Okay.
Because I think I need a new one. It doesn't seem to be working very well. We need to find your old one. Where's your old one?
Gone.
That thing's really old. Yeah. This was first generation.
Yeah. This is really, both of them are really old. So we should get, so we'll get a Fitbit.
So yeah. And
we'll go shopping for a Fitbit.
Yeah.
Or a Garmin.
So I do think I need, I've been meaning to talk to you about that, about looking, I hate spending money, but, I was like, because I wore it for several days and it kept on turning itself off.
So we'll go find that.
So I had that in my plan in the next, you know, week to get that all up and running because Amazon delivers the next day. So
that's true. And then the second thing is, and just so that we're on the same page, like our epic hike.
That's sooner.
Would be in between.
Yeah, but so. I don't have to run our epic hike.
No, but I mean,
that's more the endurance. That's working a lot out my of endurance. Yeah,
right. Which will feed into starting a training program for running. So it actually kind of all the progression could work really well.
Exactly, because we also talked about the epic. Well, I guess we kind of didn't decide when the epic hike was going to be if we were going to do in spring or so. That's what we can.
It has to be after my half marathon because that's in April. Late April.
Okay. So probably
May or June.
That's fine.
We could do that.
Yeah. So that's just working up my endurance and making sure my core is ready to go. And that all kind of goes together.
So there's a lot of vagueness.
I'm very vague.
And so that gets to my last point, which is like, how are we going to track this? So we're just going to talk about it, I think, because you're not really going to throw down a plan the same way that
that's just not who I am. Which is kind of odd, isn't it?
It is who you are.
I am such a planner. I am such a planner.
So for you not to do it in this area, that's why, do you understand why I'm struggling with understanding it? Because everything else is like you plan it down. There would be a huge spreadsheet. There'd be an itinerary. There'd be everything, right?
But I'm going to reach.
You have no plan. So do you understand my skepticism?
That it's not going to happen?
That it won't happen because.
Oh, it's totally going to happen.
Well, now it will because I'm telling you that I think it will.
But I always knew psychology. You were going. No. You're not using reverse psychology on me.
No, it's not reverse. It's direct.
You're not doing that. That's not why. I always plan on having it reach my goals, regardless of your, you know, response to my goals. I had always planned on reaching my goals.
But the no plan thing is just still freaks me out.
It's going to freak you out. Maybe that's why I'm doing it, because it makes for a good podcast.
So,
if I planned everything out, what would we talk about each week?
Well, the plan, for one, be interesting. But it's the opposite for me. I don't plan.
Yeah.
But when it comes to workouts.
To workout, you are such a planner with it. And
we are a hot mess.
But that's why people come back and listen.
So the way we'll track, well, people can track me on Strava.
I can use that because doesn't that just steps too or no?
Because
I committed to 1,000 steps a day to start.
Right, right.
Okay, stop with the eye rolling.
I can't help it. 1,000 steps.
I sit on my booty all day long for 12 hours sometimes, working nonstop.
If I see that Fitbit on the cat.
She's not moving as quickly as she used to. I think Michaela would get me more steps than the cat.
Why does Michaela have your Fitbit again?
She keeps taking it from me, I swear.
So the way we'll track it really is discussing it weekly on the podcast for you. And if people want to follow me on Strava, feel free.
Yeah.
And if you end up on Strava, great. Or Fitbit.
Yeah.
So if you get another Fitbit,
I can
people
publish.
Could connect,
yeah. They
connect
can
with
totally
you on
connect
Fitbit.
With me on Fitbit.
I mean, not for accountability, but just more of just out of
curiosity. They want to laugh.
Out of a curiosity.
How can someone really only walk 1,000 steps?
112 steps. I didn't think that was physically possible.
It's 6 o'clock at night and she's only walked 50 steps. What the heck happened?
And all of a sudden it's 6:45 and she's gone 300 more. She must be walking circles in the basement again.
No. See, that's like, I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to be doing that.
I know. You made that
clear. I made that clear before. I didn't want to be just making laps.
All right. So that's it on the goals. I can't handle any more with this. So we're just going to talk about it every week. I mean, we haven't talked in 2 weeks. We haven't recorded in 2 weeks. So we haven't really talked. So then the other thing that I forced you into, which I gave you plenty of warning about,
I
talked about it before, right? So
yeah.
No, I'm a Gomer super fan, right? Gomer Nation.
Yeah.
And they do one word resolutions. They've been doing it for several years and I've done it too. And mm-hmm. they got the idea from Oprah, who probably got it from somebody else, right? Who knows where this came from. And it's funny because over the last several weeks, I've seen a lot of articles and blogs on this whole one word concept.
I really should have done some research apparently.
Right, you don't read this kind of stuff.
No, I don't.
It's not in Perez Hilton.
I don't read Perez Hilton. Come on. He's so old school. He's so passe.
Sorry. I didn't know. I only knew a reference from 2012 because I don't. Where does it come from now? TMZ?
Yeah, I guess TMZ. I don't know.
Well, they're older than him.
I know. I honestly don't. Well, I do. I guess I do follow him on Instagram, but.
Yeah.
I don't read his blogs.
Anyway, I know that you don't.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm well aware that you don't read the same kind of blogs that I read or listen to the podcasts that I do. But the one word I think is interesting, right?
Because
it's all about focus. So why do it? For me, it's about trying to find a word that will help me focus in the upcoming year and make it meaningful.
Right.
So that when I'm making decisions, I kind of ask, does this fit within what I'm trying to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
And this last year was authentic. I wrote a blog about it, which I can link in the show notes. And it was inspired by the Gomers. That was what prompted the first restraining order. Fact is, I think that I've done a pretty good job this year of being authentic. I've been much more myself. I've been truer to myself. I've not tried to be just fake, everything's great, only put the good stuff out there. I've put good and bad. I've been open and more honest about it and really tried to explore myself from the lens of authentic.
Yeah.
And this year, I thought it would be really cool for us to do one word. I'm going to steal as many bits as I can from other podcasts.
This helps us get us better. Yeah.
If we're just derivative of the Gomers podcast, that could be worse.
Originality is so 2012.
Well, what do they say that? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Flattery, yeah. Something like
isn't that.
That
it?
Yeah. That's it.
As many platitudes and stealing of other things as I can do.
There you go. Know?
So you've had a couple of weeks.
I've had a couple of weeks.
And about an hour and a half ago, you were asking Lily.
Yeah.
If she could think of a word for you.
And she was no help.
She came up with one.
She came up with one, procrastinator.
But that's just a description. That's not really a goal.
Right.
You know, that's not like how to live life.
And my response to her was that I know not you are no longer my favorite. And I have not been procrastinating. It's just that I was having a hard time with it. But I did come up with one. I've had it in my head. And I kind of was like, is it good enough? And then I was like, well, that's just stupid. Who cares if it's like, well, Pete's response is going to be great and it'll make for a great podcast. And that's all that will, maybe more people will realize that maybe Kevin won't think I'm an idiot anymore because I watched.
No, he doesn't think you're. John.
Oh, John thinks. I'm sorry, not Kevin.
No, Kevin's just Team Pete because you keep calling him a stalker.
So my word, are we ready for my word?
Yes.
Are you like
the big reveal?
So excited.
And the meaning behind it. I mean, a little explanation, not just one word.
Oh, come on. So my word is grateful.
That's a great word.
So my word is grateful. So I want to go into this year just realizing how amazing my life truly is. When I think about things that I'm upset with work, or I'm upset that our bank account doesn't have 5 extra zeros at the end of it.
or one.
I am just going to take a step back and just be grateful for all that I have. I have a relatively healthy body. Yes, sometimes my doctor says I have a body of an 80-year-old, but that's, you know, we're getting there.
A healthy 80-year-old.
I'm a healthy 80-year-old, but still. I'm healthy. I have an amazing family. I have 3 amazing children. I have a job. I have a house over my head. And so every time I go into something and I start getting upset about anything or getting me down, I just want to take a step back and realize how grateful I am. And everything I do, I want to do so that it like continues to on that path of just being grateful for all that I have and to be able to project that onto others as well.
I think that's an awesome one. And it goes with my goal of not yelling, I deserve better every time something doesn't go my way.
Yeah, if you would stop doing that, that'd be great. You freeze out the cat.
Or Serenity Now. No, I think that's a fantastic way to look at things. And to, if you can go into every situation with gratefulness and looking for the positive.
Yes.
Which you naturally do look on the positive side of things.
I do.
Which is always interesting because I don't. And it's not on purpose, right? It's natural. It's a natural kind of thing. It takes effort. But that's a great way to go into the new year.
There you go.
And now mine stinks, maybe. Who
knows? Mic drop.
Okay, that's it.
Out. Peace out.
Mine's different than anything I've done before with this word. And my word for 2018 is upgrade. I want to upgrade the way that I live my life. not upgrade wives. That's not upgrade my wife. That's ridiculous.
Just checking.
I have the latest and greatest model.
We just talked about having an 80-year-old body. Who knows?
But upgrade the way that my mindset works, right? Mm-hmm. Look at things that I can accomplish more. Instead of talking about doing it, do it. You know, get out there and do it. This isn't about, okay, well, I want to upgrade to the $400 Garmin. It's not about money.
So it's not monetary stuff?
No. Okay. It's about taking
good to know
whatever I'm looking to do and taking it up to the next level. So I think that part of, I feel I self-sabotage a lot. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I need to take a step back and get a better mindset around making sure that I go out there and do things with purpose that are at my potential.
Okay.
And that's with every part of life, right? So upgrade would include some of the goals that that I've set for myself and that you've set for us. Like the electronics, the no electronics on one night a week, that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
That's an upgrade. Like we need to knock it off. And maybe that goes to 2.
Yeah. We'll see.
Maybe it ends up becoming more of the habit.
Right.
There are certain things I think have redeeming qualities from an electronic standpoint, right? Yeah. I think there are certain TV shows and certain
peace and quiet from a screaming 2-year-old.
There's reasons to do it. But when we look at things, I want to upgrade mm-hmm. in terms of how I live life. And what I was really careful about when I thought about this is it's not that I want more physically. Like, I don't want more possessions. I actually want less.
Mm-hmm.
I might upgrade a piece of podcast equipment.
Yeah.
But that's different, right? And the reason I do that is because I want to be able to have other people in studio
right.
and record with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that I'm looking at things from a lens of upgrading every aspect, not just one little thing. And then that's okay. And I did great with that. And then just let all the other stuff go.
Yeah.
And I tend to kind of do a little bit of that. So yeah, that's
I think that's a great one.
That's the one.
That's a good one.
So it'll be hashtag upgrade.
Hashtag upgrade.
Yours is a lot better because hashtag grateful is, you know.
It's more on the nose.
Well, but it's something that I think is much more relatable. I think mine's a lot more esoteric this year.
Yeah.
And I think it has more meaning to me than other
but
people.
But that's all that matters.
Right. And that, right. I mean, and I've done other things, you know, intentional has been one for me before.
Yeah.
And I think I actually carried that a lot more through. And especially as we talked about earlier with our, the way that we eat,
mm-hmm.
I'm intentionally not eating within my plan.
Right.
And then intentionally going back to it. So that's, you know, not too bad.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing what other people.
Yeah, one word.
If they have one words, what they come out with. I'm sure the Gomers will do a one word survey. And, you know, they have thousands of active people on their Facebook page.
We don't have that.
We don't. Well, we haven't tried to build that kind of community either.
No.
That's not what we're doing. But we have been getting a lot of notes. I mean.
Yeah, which has been great.
It really is.
I love it.
I'm always hesitant to say names when I don't know.
No, people. Unless you like say, hey, it's okay if you say my name.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
Right. I mean, but we had somebody that lives in Illinois. Probably she thinks she found us probably through two Gomers, but mm-hmm. wrote us a really nice note. It was great to hear from her, and
yeah.
she had some really good questions, and that was pretty cool. And we also heard from two others, and it was funny because they're both a little bit older than us. One is a friend of ours who called and talked about making dietary changes after having dinner with us.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And in 5 weeks, she went back to the doctor and got unbelievable results in her blood work.
Amazing.
And another gentleman who, he said we could tell a story but not say his name.
Okay.
But he is 70 and is listening to us and made changes to his dietary practices. And has lost 30 pounds.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
In 3 months.
Yay,
He went off 2 medications already. He went from walking, from barely being able to walk to running already with a run-walk method and feeling like a runner because of how many times I've talked about the fact that if you run, you're a runner.
Yes.
Run-walk is just fine. And he's done some amazing, like he had massive back pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
That's amazing. That's great.
So those types of things, I mean, if we can impact anybody,
yeah.
like one person was cool. So like to your hashtag grateful, like I'm super grateful that we've
right,
been able to make an impact on anybody.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Talking about reality shows and
hey,
spousal disagreements and look at what happens.
Look what's happened. We appeal to all masses.
So that's been really, really interesting,
yeah.
especially what's interesting to me are people that are a little bit older than us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having success with what we're doing and listening to us at all.
Yeah.
Like I find really interesting and being, but they've inspired me because they're willing to make massive changes to their life at an age where they could just throw in the towel
exactly.
and be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Seriously.
And they're making changes to try to better themselves.
Yeah.
That's super inspiring. So I'm
Very.
Grateful for that.
There you go.
And I find that they've upgraded their lives.
Oh my God.
This is going to be terrible. All right. And then we've got a couple of other things. We've got a new review.
A new review?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
boy.
He signed it. And I'm going to try to do this from away from the mic because I realized I didn't take a screenshot of it. But Derek.
Okay.
Who is hashtag Texas Panhandle Runner.
Nice.
And Derek is in sub 30, endurance for everyone. You know, I would say he's up there like with our super fans. you know, all three of them. And now, you know, I feel like we have a, you know, we have got Derek in this mix. So
that's awesome.
He said, don't sleep on this podcast.
Aww.
This is the first health related podcast that I have ever listened to that doesn't shove their foolproof method for weight loss down your throat. They heavily lean on the do what works for you mentality. If you want to feel like a part of the D'Amico family, then come in, sit down, pour a glass of wine, and eavesdrop on Pete and Gretchen's weekly conversation since they only talk for an hour a week.
It's true.
Keep up the awesome work and hashtag be better today. Derek Coulter. And this is the best. P.S. I downloaded iTunes on my wife's computer just to leave this review. Sorry it took so long.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. He's a Podbean guy.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that was pretty cool. And then we're sitting there one day.
And I'm balancing the checkbook.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm balancing the checkbook as I do. And I see something come up, and it was a deposit into our checking account, and it was for, I was expecting our patron, our one patron, Linda's, her monthly contribution to us.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda. And then all of a sudden I said, babe, what's this extra money from, like, I didn't recognize who it was depositing from. So he's like, I don't know what you're like, I don't know what it is. So I searched through, because it sounded familiar. So I searched through, because it's all an Excel spreadsheet. And I saw that this was our patron into our account. And I'm like, it's more money. I'm like, what happened?
And I'm great, right? I'm keeping track of it really well.
And so then you went out and we have a new patron.
We do. So thank you, TK Cox, too.
Yes, TK Cox, too. Yes, and thank you.
I mean, I was able to work backwards, but right. She didn't sign her name. So right. I'm hesitant to say it exactly. But right. We really, really appreciate it. So we've got two patrons now, which means double the swag.
But you need to get on that.
January, well, I am. That's part of my goals.
That's
like
your goal.
I've got one of those written goals right here. Yeah. Make sweet swag for FMC. I believe I did call it sweet swag.
Sweet swag, yes. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. But thank you so much. I mean, two patrons. Helping people, patrons, it's awesome. And, you know, and it's appreciated more than you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff does cost money. I mean, it's amazing, you know, the costs that go into this.
Right.
And, you know, I've always heard that on podcasts, and I've donated to podcasts myself because I've listened. And to get people that are willing to do that for us is really humbling.
Yes, it is.
So thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
And I think that's been pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It was cool.
So that's all I've got.
That's
all you've got too?
That's all I got too.
All right. Well, thank you again for listening to the Fat Man Chronicles episode 16. The music, as always, is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. On Instagram and Twitter, we're at Fat Man Stories, facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. Please connect with us. Listen to us on your favorite podcast app. We especially like when you leave us a review on iTunes / Apple Podcasts. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play, and Podbean, and reviews are appreciated there too.
Yeah, for sure.
For some reason, though, it's really about Apple and the Apple podcast world on moving up. Not that we're getting a sponsor anytime soon.
No, that's crazy talk.
But that's all right. You can find us also at fatmanchronicles.com, and you can connect with us. A lot of people just send us Facebook Messenger, which is great. So that's it for this week. And we, as always, sign off with telling you to get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding.